For example, the doctor had nothing to do with his Rendon disease. The doctor had nothing to do with his Rendon disease. 这医生对于他这个逐渐恶化的病情是很束手无措了。OK? Yeah. Rendon. 总结一下，你看发现通过我们这几个表达方式，就是由动词的过去分词变过来的形容词。The interrupt, 那么被打扰呢？Interrupted, 被打断的 right? Ruin, 毁灭，那么被毁灭了的 ruined, yeah, okay. 我们不愿意去光顾那被毁掉了的城市 so we are unwilling to visit the ruined city, right? So deliberated, 这个词汇要搞清楚 破旧的、陈腐的、倒塌的。后面的几个词汇同学们了解一下就可以了啊。Quicken 形容词直接加 en 变成了一个及物，动词加快，加快我们的步伐， quicken our pace。 Now it's our time to study the key structures， 我们只讲关键句型部分。Line 1， In this much traveled world there are still thousands of places which are inaccessible to tourists。 Okay.If you know how to use much traveled and inaccessible particularly, the sentence is easy. 如果你能够根据我刚所讲过的知识来掌握 much traveled 这个表达方式的含义，同时也能够根据词汇的内容去掌握 inaccessible, 这语句就很简单了。Right? 好， travel much, 那你不妨来注意 travel 这个动词的用法。在现在这个社会旅游业发展得很迅速，所以我们呢是经常旅行 right? In the modern society, tourism is developing fast, so we travel much. We travel a lot. We travel a great deal. We travel very often, right? 所以我们如果用需要一个形容词表示什么呢？在这个旅游频繁的世界里，根据我刚刚的表述方式怎么样进行变化？ Much traveled, okay? In this much traveled world, 它本身就限定了这个情境了。Now we know the situation, you know, in this modern society, there are still thousands of places. 那么依旧有很多很多的地方，成千上万个地方。So what? Which are inaccessible to tourists?刚刚我们讲到了，对于来说是可以进入的 be accessible to somebody， 那么不能进入呢 be inaccessible to somebody， 所以这 which 定语从句修饰 places， 那么这些地方是游客们很难以到达的、那么作者论述这句话想表明一个什么内容呢？他是为下文做一准备。 Maybe you want to ask the writer a question、Our transportationis developing at a tremendous speed. So, it's quite possible for us to go everywhere. 所以我们现在这个交通运输它发展特别快，我们想去哪儿都能去哪儿。And we have already arrived at the North Pole and the South Pole. 南极北极都去过了。Right? Why do you think thousands of villages are inaccessible to us? 那你为什么还会说有好多地方是我们不能够进入的呢？你是不是会提到这么一个问题啊 ？Why do you hold such opinion？ 这就是他的意图，啊，这一句话就表达出来了。We always assume， 哈，你看我们读者的这种想法，作者也给您很清楚的表达出来 ，that villages in remote places are friendly and hospitable。我们总是主观的认为，注意这结构 ，we assume that 已经再次提到 assume。想想看，刚刚四十六课结束了，一些妻子们主观的认为丈夫是足智多谋的 ，OK? Some housewives assume that their husbands are infinitely resourceful， 还记得吧？ Yeah. 那么持有什么样的观点呢 ？Villagers in remote places， 遥远偏僻地区的村民们 are friendly and hospitable， 既友好又热情好客。那我们不妨说 ，villagers are amiable and cordial, right? Yeah. 亲切热诚啊。But people who are cut off not only from foreign tourists, but even from their own countrymen can be hostile to travelers. 这一个小小的 but 连接词就导入了作者另一方面的内容，完全不同的一面啊。People can be hostile to travelers， 之所以用 can be 而没有直接用 are， 是对客观事实的论述啊。那么一些人呢，对于游客来讲是相当充满敌意的。Let's say people are unfriendly to travelers。So what kind of people？ 哪些人呢 ？Who are cut off from foreign tourists and from their own countrymen？ 我用了 both and 这个结构形式解释了 not only but 句型。注意我们最后一次提及一个内容 ，not only from but from 什么？重复什么？介词，这也是我们大多数同学容易忽略这样的东西。If you don't know how to use cut off from， okay， I don't think you can comprehend it。如果你不能够熟练应用 cut off from， 你就没法理解这句话了。Cut off from means separate from， you know separate， 相分离，isolate from。所以比较正式的表达方式，我们不妨用 isolate from， 与什么相隔绝，老死不相往来哈。所以这句话的语义就很轻松了。People who are cut off from foreign tourists and their own countrymen， 所以这个定语从句的部分修饰了 people， 哪些人呢？那些与本国同胞不相往来的人，那么也不与外国游客相接触的人 ，got it？ Can be hostile to travelers， 往往是对于游客们充满了敌意的。Right？ Okay， in my opinion， even though at heart in they are hospitable， cordial， amiable， they don't know how to what get along well with other people。我说这些人地方的人们，他即便是本身从本质来讲很热情好客，很亲切，很是热诚，但是他们却不知道如何与外人相接触 ，right？Visits to really remote villages are seldom enjoyable。好，把这个语句同学们一定要背熟。Visits 名词，我们先看主干 ，visits are seldom enjoyable。Let's say such visits really bring you pleasure. Such visits really bring you pleasure. 这样的参观是不会给你带来什么的，很少会给你带来乐趣的。所以他用到的形容词 enjoyable. To really remote villages. 所以说，那么到真正遥远偏僻的山村去看一看，这种事情是不会带来，其实很少给我们带来快乐的。As my wife and I discovered during a tour through the Balkans， as 所引导是非限制性定语从句，他用了小小的破折号或者改成小逗号也没有关系。正如我和我妻子在我们巴尔干半岛旅行的那次所发现的呀，想想在那个33课我们就曾经提到这样的语句 ：Terrible things choose to happen。At exactly the same moment as I discover in Paramount a small town in Sydney， 还记得吗 ？As 什么结构哈？正如我所预料的那样，他不相信我。As I expected, he didn't believe me， or he didn't believe me as I expected。Okay， I want to ask you a question. Why people?In really remote villages, are hostile to travelers. Why?
你用自己的观点去表述，为什么居住在遥远偏僻山区的人们往往有的时候是充满对游客的敌意呢 ？Why？ 刚刚学到一个短语做一个提示 ，cut off from。What's your opinion? Cut off from. You know.We live in Beijing. It's very convenient, but to get along with others, right? We are living in a highly organized society, a highly civilized society. Don't you think so?
我们住在这儿，可以说是有很多人可以结交， 我们是生活在一个高度组织文明的国度里面。 But if you were living in a really remote village,